Welcome to the Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Ross Lichtenhouse, who's a Senior Director at Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory, and John Lawler, who's the Market Research and Pricing Manager at Washington, D.C. real estate developer Kettler. And both gentlemen will be speaking about the impact of baby boomers on the D.C. metro rental market. And Austin, John, how are you both doing today?
Doing well.
Doing great. Doing great.
Excellent. Awesome. It's great to have you guys back. And I know in our last podcast we focused on the millennial generation as it relates to the rental market. So what's another generation that's having an impact on the industry?
Sure, yeah. I think, in talking about the millennials, it's kind of nice to kind of flip pages here and talk about the baby boomers. You know, that generation is certainly growing and having an impact on our industry. And although the range of the baby boomers age does vary, they are seeing some significant impact on the way we develop our new projects. So if we go into a little bit of detail as far as the definition of baby boomers, it's, you know, post-World War II era, people born from 1946 to 1964. And during that period of time, 76 million born children occurred during that period of time. And so when you look at the actual population of America back in 1964, it accounted for over 40% of the population at that time. So it was a staggering statistic post-World War II. And, you know, as they aged, the generation typically elected to venture for the sprawling suburbs, bought a house, and raised a family. So after all, that was the American dream of owning a home. As we fast forward to modern day, baby boomers are roughly between 50 to 69 years of age. And as they enter the late stages of their life, baby boomers are beginning to reconsider different options. And according to the Urban Land Institute, the number of renters who are 65 or older will exceed 12 million by 2030, which is more than double the level of 2010. And that's the specific generation right now that we're talking about.
That's great. So let's dive in a little bit deeper and tell us why you think so many baby boomers have decided to make this shift and take on apartment living.
Yeah, so I think, as they grow older, they want to spend more time living rather than having the stresses of owning a home. So, yeah, I hear this more and more from people that I talk to. They enjoy the fact that they don't have maintenance. There's not as much driving. There's convenience of walkability to restaurants and stores. Just the general flexibility of living in an apartment and not having to worry about those things. And then also, you know, there's potential where they may just want to look for different investment opportunities as opposed to real estate. So, I mean, we're seeing this right now at our Vita project, which is in Tysons. And we saw, you know, a large number of baby boomers already looking for, you know, these larger style apartments. And we don't have a lot of the units for them because they do want the upper echelon apartment, but that's why we're changing the way we develop our properties. So, it's pretty impressive. And in addition to that, you know, just a couple weeks ago, I was at the Charlotte Airport, and I went to have some lunch at the bar in the area, and a lady in her late 50s happened to sit next to me, and we got to talking. And, you know, 3 years ago, her and her husband decided to do just what I was doing, you know, what we're talking about today. They decided to downsize from their 5,000-square-foot house in Austin, Texas, and elect to go into a high-rise. And they've been there for 3 years, and she said that, you know, the overall fear of downsizing was a little bit nerve-wracking, but, you know, the longer she's been there, she's just very happy with the downsizing and being able to just walk to any restaurant. And she actually said it was more liberating and everything, and she's become, you know, just so thrilled that they decided to make the move. And I can understand the nerves from, you know, downsizing from 5,000 to 1,500, but it's less stress and less maintenance.
Interesting. Let's shift over to Ross. Ross, give us an update on the Tysons region when it comes to the rental market as it relates to baby boomers.
Sure. Well, let me touch first on something that John had mentioned, because this is interesting, and I think that you've got stories similar to what John heard in the Charlotte Airport happening around the country. And it's an interesting tale because it really marries up pretty well with what we talked about with the millennials and the impact of decisions to rent that were due to some of the shock to the system that we saw during the recession. You know, millennials lived through seeing friends and family lose massive amounts of equity in the downturn, and really were kind of turned off and jaded by this idea of home ownership to some extent. And I think a lot of those, even going to the next generation, are going to look more to apartment living as a safer bet, not wanting to have to swallow that that pretty rough pill when it comes to, you know, a loss in equity in their homes. I mean, you know, during peak to trough from October 2007 to March 2009, stock prices alone fell almost 55%. So when you talk about baby boomers who had a very specific timeline and plan, and I'm sure had been, you know, very diligent and in a lot of ways conservative about their investment time frame and had hopes and dreams of moving to places like Phoenix and Florida and other places where they wanted to retire, a lot of those 401ks, a lot of those IRAs, I mean, just evaporated overnight. I've got neighbors where that happened. They had planned on retiring earlier. And again, it just went up in smoke really over a very short time period, not to mention the fact that a lot of the home prices in the places where some of these folks were looking to retire again, like Phoenix and Florida and some of those warmer climates, you know, you saw declines in home prices over a very short period of time match almost the decline in the equity markets. So that can provide a serious shock to the system. And I think that honestly, a lot of folks, a lot of baby boomers just don't want to deal with that kind of risk again, where they're putting their eggs into a basket that they felt that they had planned around and that they were safe. And that ultimately results in them delaying retirement in some cases 5, 10, in some cases even 15 years. I've got some friends in the neighborhood who that exact thing happened to them. And that's the situation that they're in now. And I think that they're just now getting comfortable with the increase in the stock market and increase in home prices, certainly in the D.C. area, in Tyson specifically, where they are ready to retire. And a lot of them are looking at apartment living. You know, John had mentioned, you know, they want to deal with the maintenance. They want kind of that easier lifestyle so they don't have to worry about it. And I think a lot of it, again, is that shock to the system from the recession. So, and again, that 76 million number is just staggering, John. I had read that figure as well. And in terms of being a developer in the multifamily market, in terms of supply and potential tenants, man, you guys have got to be licking your chops to some degree, because if that's the way the trend is moving, you guys have got an entire generation of folks that you can target, and that's great to hear about the Vita project. But Matt, in terms of Tyson's, how it relates to baby boomers, there was an interesting article written back in June for the multifamily executive website, and basically what it did was dive into, from a survey perspective, what baby boomers wanted in apartment living, and Tyson's in many ways checks the box. You know, with baby boomers accounting, I think John had mentioned you've got roughly 20% of renters by 2020, if you kind of follow the statistics that he was throwing out there. I mean, roughly 20% of the renters by 2020 are going to be baby boomers. Developers know that, you know, they're going to have to cater to those needs. And really what the baby boomers want, you know, they want amenities. They want walkability. They want a chance to spread out. And I think that a lot of the product that's being developed, you know, where you've got folks that want to downsize, but they also don't want to move into a 600-square-foot one-bedroom or an efficiency with their partner or spouse. I mean, they still want a little bit of space. So I think Tyson's and how it's being laid out, it being walkable at some point, which will happen here, you know, over the next 10 to 15 years, it'll be very walkable. And again, the ability to spread out not only in terms of unit size, but also in terms of the developments themselves. And Vita is a great example of that, where you've got a lot of amenities over there. And then I think what's really important, which I think really kind of puts the exclamation point on Tyson's in terms of what baby boomers want, is proximity to children and grandchildren. That's a very, very important thing. So then maybe when moving out of the suburbs, looking to rent and moving into more of a urban core area, mixed use kind of lifestyle in terms of real estate, Tyson's checks the box in a major way. I mean, it's centrally located to D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, easy to get in and out of, at least in terms of flying. And that's, you know, that's a very, very attractive thing, I think, for baby boomers who want that proximity to their family. So I am optimistic. I won't even say cautiously optimistic. I am very optimistic for Tyson's in terms of attracting baby boomers. And I think what John had mentioned in terms of their Vita project is a great example of how you're seeing that interest coming in from, you know, outside Virginia and Maryland, and people wanting all of those things that they're saying that they want. I think Tyson's is really the I think really a place where they can find all those things.
That's great. Great insights there, Ross. And actually, this last question here is for both of you. Anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed before we sign off?
You know, I'll just add that, you know, Ross, you hit the nail on the head as far as, you know, the projects of Tyson's. It's almost like a blank canvas, as we've talked about before in previous podcasts. And, you know, right now we've got 1,400 units in lease up. There's another 900 in construction, and then another 1,600 as far as that are going to be developed over the next 36 months. And then get this, there are 8,500 more units that are rumored to be taking place. So, you know, Delta Associates provides those stats for us, and it's a staggering statistic, but it's going to take time. You know, it's going to take time, and it'll get there. And like you said, it is going to provide these really nice pockets of walkability. And we've got a project across from our corporate office called The Borough that's going to be pretty exciting with some flagship stores and restaurants and things. So we're excited about the evolution of Tyson's for sure.
Yeah, and I'll mention one other thing because I'd be remiss not to discuss this on our podcast as it relates to taxes, since we deal a lot with that here at our firm. But in terms of just Virginia and Tyson's Corner attracting baby boomers, this is a fairly friendly environment for folks that are looking to retire in terms of taxes, both property taxes, which they wouldn't have to pay those on buildings, but in essence, when John and his group build, property taxes are taken into consideration and ultimately passed through to some degree in the rent or built into the rental price. And Virginia and Tyson's Corner are very attractive in terms of property taxes when compared to places like Maryland and D.C., and even some of the other states where they may be looking to retire. And then in terms of you know, taxes on estates and other things that the baby boomers would be concerned about, Virginia and Tyson's Corner, Virginia specifically, are very friendly to that. So I think, again, you know, you take all of these variables, all of these ingredients, and take them under consideration, and I really think that Tyson's is very well positioned to attract baby boomers. And I think we're going to see a tremendous amount of interest there. And they'll make up a significant portion of the demographic here over the next 10 to 15 years.
Certainly.
That's great. Thank you, guys. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory podcast interview with Ross Witkenhouse, who's a senior director with Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory, and John Waller, who's the market research and pricing manager at Washington, D.C. real estate developer Kettler. And both gentlemen were kind enough to join us today to talk about the impact of baby boomers on the D.C. rental market. And Ross and John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, John.
Sure. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.